I'm surprised, and I think from just online groups, I think most members are surprised too. There wasn't any push for him to resign, and I didn't have any inkling that he was pretending to. So, because I spoke to him briefly last week. So I guess surprise would be the main reaction.
And I suppose attentions now will turn to who will replace him.
That's right. You know, there are a few candidates, I guess. But it's probably worth thinking he's had a major impact and brought the Green Party from the brink back in 2011, right, where it had its most successful election ever in 2019. So that'll be a hard enough act to follow. I think the obvious candidates would be Senator Pauline O'Reilly, who's the chairperson, and Catherine Martin, who's the Minister for Culture. Those, I think, are probably the two leading candidates at the moment, I think, but I haven't spoken with anybody in the party about it.
Do you feel that maybe the party's poor performance in the local and European elections may have had some part to play in this decision by Eamon Ryan? He didn't do too well in the local elections. The number of councillors has been halved this time round. Do you think that that might have been a factor?
It could have been. Without speaking to him about it, I'm not sure exactly what it is. That could have been a factor. I mean, on the other hand, people have been predicting an absolute bloodbath for the Green Party in the local elections. So while there was a significant drop in the number of councillors, it wasn't the total wipeout that had been predicted. And I don't think, I wasn't aware of any major pressure building up against Eamon Ryan because, again, as I say, his track record's been pretty strong. So it could be maybe he's thinking in terms of the next general election that he didn't want to bring the party through to that. But I have to say, this is a surprise. I wasn't aware of any big push to get rid of him.
And as you touched on there, the next general election, sources are saying that that could happen sooner rather than later. Is this well timed that such a leader of that calibre to step aside at the mouth potentially of a general election?
I think we're all processing that. Personally, I'm not sure it is great timing. You know, if the election happens in 3 to 6 months, it doesn't give a lot of time for the party to get its act together and appoint somebody else. But, I mean, I'm not privy to what was the thinking behind this. So, as I say, it's certainly a surprise to me. And from what I'm hearing, it's a surprise to everybody else. But as you mentioned earlier on, now the jockeying for position will begin and the look for a new leader will start from today.